Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio, a spectacular and amazing edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emily, the personal development expert, always excited to be here. And I just want to say welcome to everyone that is listening to the show live, whether you're online or on the phone. Welcome to Mind Shift Talk Radio. For those of you that are new to the show, this show is for you. This is, you know, we say this is real folk. Real conversation, grown-up conversation, talking about those things that are necessary to be discussed. This show is about creating those mind shifts, those paradigm shifts for us to be able to achieve greater levels and greater heights of success in every area of our lives. So whether you're looking for talk on finances, on relationships, on spirituality, on personal development, professional development, we have something here for you. And we ask that when you come to Mind Shift Talk Radio, that you come to this show with an open mind, open heart, open perspective, because you may not necessarily agree with everything that we discuss on the show, but we guarantee that if you just stick with us for the remaining hour, you will definitely have that mind shift by the end of the show. So thank you for tuning in. And for those of you that are online, we encourage you to join us in the chat room at mindshifttalkradio.com. Make sure you share your comments, any thoughts, any questions, any concerns. We love to hear from our listeners, and especially with tonight's show, just being the type of show that it is. You know, for those of you that have read the information that I posted online about the show, I say this is a bittersweet show, and it's for several reasons. I would say the main reason is, you know, I'm excited, I'm happy about great success on this show and the many accomplishments of my brother that we'll be celebrating tonight, but I'm also sad, in a sense, to have him move on, you know, and it's a great thing. It's a promotion, and he's moving on to do amazing things that we knew he would do. It's only right, it's only fitting, and it's timely. And so, you know, it's just like seeing your big brother go off to college. You know, that's how he described it to me. It's just like seeing your big brother go to college. You're used to, you know, he's that brother that you sometimes just wish you never had. He's that person that, you know, can tickle you and make you laugh, but also can just pick at you and you just be like, oh my gosh, just leave me alone already. You know, he's that person, and he's also that person that inspires me, that encourages me, that motivates me. And I always say, for those that are my close friends and acquaintances, it takes a special kind of person to be a good friend of Stacey Emery, because, oh goodness, that you just need to have a lot of patience to deal with me for the most part, to deal with every level of craziness that I have. So I'm excited about this show, and you may hear me now. For those of you that are new to the show, you may not know, but I am emotional. So I can sit here cracking up laughing at one point, and the next thing I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm just so sad now. So please bear with me tonight. If you guys hear me, like, pulling out Kleenex, I probably won't blow my nose on the air, but there may be some situations tonight, so I will warn you up front. But without any further ado, I am going to go ahead and introduce you to my phenomenal Mind Shift crew. Again, this is the last time that we'll all be together in this format, but I will tell you this. You will hear from him again. He will be on the show again in a different manner, obviously. And Mind Shift Talk Radio is continuing. And so I say that to say this. Although we are celebrating the success and this major milestone in our brother's life and in his success he's had in this show, I want you to know that you definitely want to stay connected, stay plugged in to Mind Shift Talk Radio. God has blessed us with some amazing guests and conversations and topics and experiences in this show. You know, we get the feedback from you guys, from our listeners, whether it's on Facebook or by email or even in the chat room, about how this show has changed your lives, how it's impacted your lives. And it has truly been a blessing to us to be able to serve you every single week. Every Monday night at 10 p.m., we are excited about Mondays, and we say this all the time, that Mondays have a whole new energy to it now. You know, we have a whole new perspective of what Mondays are. You know, for many people, Mondays is like, oh, the beginning of the work week, and here we go again. For us, it's like, yay, it is Mind Shift Monday. We get to start again. It's a new beginning. There's new opportunities. And so we're always excited to come here every week, whether it's a holiday, whether we're sick. We've been on here coughing, sneezing, gagging, doing everything on this show. But it's you guys. It is our listeners that keep us encouraged, that keep us motivated. And so I had to say this before we even start our show, is that we definitely and truly appreciate you all. We appreciate your support for the last year and a half. You know, you guys have been sticking with us, and you have been here through the ups and the downs, the challenges, technical issues, everything. You guys have been here. So truly, we honor you. We honor all of you that are just so committed and dedicated to your own growth and your development. And we just say kudos to you for being here. But I'm going to go ahead and introduce you to my partners in success and my partners in crime. Before we bring out the guest or the, what do you say, the guest of honor for the evening and our special guest as well, I'm going to introduce you to my sister. And see, tonight's family. So you're going to introduce me to my brothers and sisters and all that stuff, because truly this is like all about family tonight. So I'm going to introduce you to the other lady of the show. She is hilarious, obviously. She's so gifted, so talented. I truly do appreciate her and honor her as well. She is Dr. Ayo Kedar, the Natural Zen Diva. What's up, Dr. Ayo?
Hola. What's up, beautiful people?
Hola, mamacita.
Hey.
What do you think about tonight's show?
I'm excited. You up here, like, wanting the people to pull out the tissue box and the Kleenex. I'm like, you're talking about tears. I'm back here booing. I'm like, boo.
Oh, whatever. See, what happens when you're transparent. That's what I say about you guys. You know, got to love you guys. Oh, gosh. Only you guys will call me out on the air. And I'm going to let you have it tonight as well. I already know. So go ahead. Get it in.
Yeah. So I expect it to be just a wonderful message. You know, as always, Mind Shift, that's what we do every Monday. We bring it every Monday. And our guest tonight, it's just always phenomenal. I mean, Billy and our special guest, Eddie Connor, he's like another, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a mandatory guest. he's like an honorary Mind Shift member. That's what it is.
He is, definitely.
Because he brings it every time, and he is just awesome. So I'm excited. I'm glad to be here, glad to be tuning in. Let's get it in.
Definitely. Well, like I said, we have to introduce, you know, the guest of honor, because we're celebrating him tonight. And I am going to be strong, and I have rhino skin tonight. So for whatever you try to throw out at me tonight, Billy, whether you talk about my phone, my head, whatever it is, I'm able to handle it tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to introduce you to Mr. Billy Miller, the motivational minister that holds us down spiritually and humorously every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What's up, Billy?
Hey!
I'm going to miss that.
And you know what, Stacey? I'm not going to talk about your head on this show, because if my head was that big, I wouldn't want nobody talking about me. So we're going to keep it clean. We're going to keep it straight.
We're
going to
keep it
consistent. And we're going to have some fun.
Definitely. Billy, you know, I told you today, I sent you a text message today, and I'm like, you know, this is the big day, and I'm excited, but I'm like, you know, it's just like, how do you do this? I mean, you have just been so amazing. You have been so supportive from day one, from when I was doing Heart to Heart, and then I asked you to join me on Mind Shift, and you had never done radio or anything like this. It was just a brand new adventure for all of us, basically. And you and Dr. Isle just were like, definitely, we got your back. Let's do it. And I mean, I'm telling you, like, words enough to not describe how very thankful I am for you and for our friendship and for this collaboration and just everything that has grown from this show. And it has been a remarkable experience for me to just witness your journey and your growth and your development. And I'm so honored to have you as my friend. I can't thank you enough for everything you've done. I can't.
Oh yeah, and I'm most definitely grateful for you and Dr. Ayo. You know, it's only been, I think, a year and a half maybe, but it just feels like it's been a long time. And I just feel like I've been knowing y'all forever. And we clown and joke like we've been knowing each other forever. And so, you know, and I love both of y'all, and I just love Mind Shift, and I love the whole vision of Mind Shift. And I'm just excited, man, about tonight. I mean, I'm pacing the floor right now. I don't know if you can hear me breathing hard because I'm just, whenever I pace the floor, I'm excited and just excited about what's going to happen tonight. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is my last show or my last being a co-host on the show. Mm-hmm. And so everybody that's listening, everybody that's tuning in is listening to history in the making right here.
Yes, indeed.
So they need to call your mama, call your friends, your family, your coworkers. Listen, let everybody know to be here right now because God is in the building. The Holy Spirit is in the building. I mean, Eddie Connor's in the building. The Mind Shift crew is in the building. I mean, I'm just excited. There's no telling what's going to happen tonight. We're just going to have a celebration. We're just going to have a party. And you're going to hear a powerful message tonight. And I'm also going to be giving away free books throughout the show. My book. You follow me? I'm saying my new book, Life and Righteousness. And as a matter of fact, can we just go ahead and give a book away right now?
Let's do it.
Hey, let's just start the show off with giving to somebody. And I'm going to give everybody the opportunity to get a free book. There's people that are listening by phone. You'll get an opportunity. And there's also people who are in the chat room. And I'm going to give them an opportunity, too. And so right now, I'm going to start with the chat room. And in the chat room, you know what? I was going to have something I was going to do, but I already know who I'm going to give the book to because this person was in the chat room before I got in there. And that's Addie Lee. So Addie Lee that's in the chat room, you getting a free book, my book, Life and Righteousness, and you'll get that in the mail. That's your Christmas gift. From
Yay.
Motivation Minister Billy Miller. And so, Stacey, you know, you contact her, get that contact information.
I am in the chat room right now typing, going to reach out to Miss Addie Lee. And you know what? There's nothing better than free. Well, for the most part. But tonight, free is definitely going to be great.
And look,
so
the book is free, and the information in it is going to set you free. So this is dynamic tonight.
The information in that book is priceless. You hear me? So, Miss Addie Lee, you are awesome and blessed because you are going to love this book. And, okay, I'm reaching out right now. Go ahead, keep talking.
Okay.
And so
like I said, throughout the show, I'm just going to sporadically just give some people some books. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be a giver. And because tonight we're celebrating. We're celebrating. And, you know, a few people have asked me all week, you know, they were like, well, are you sad? Are you a little bit sad? And, I mean, not really. And the reason why is because, see, I'm excited, and I'm going to tell you why I'm excited. Because this is not termination, but this is graduation. So I'm going to say that one more time so we can crush all of the rumors. You know, me leaving the show is not because of termination, but it's because of graduation. It's just like if you have a child and they graduate high school and they're going off to college. Yeah, sure, you're going to miss them. You know, you're sure you're going to miss having them around, but you're going to celebrate the graduation. You're going to celebrate this new move. You're going to celebrate this next level, and that's what we're doing here. And there are people and things that are in your life that are temporary resources to get you to where you need to be. Before we even started this show, it was always going to be a temporary resource. Now, the vision of Mind Shift was permanent, but me being on the show, it was a temporary resource to help develop me, to get me to a new level, and that's what Mind Shift Talk Radio has done. Mind Shift Talk Radio has been my rocket booster that has taken me to new heights, but rocket boosters only go but so far in the air, and then they have to branch off. And it reminds me, I'll give you a perfect example. I remember when I was younger, and I would go out of town with my dad to see some relatives. And, you know, we'll stay 2 or 3 days. And then when it's time to go back home, we have to get on the exit to get back home, to get back to our destination. But because we're unfamiliar with that state, what often happens is the family member would lead the way. Right, we will follow the family member, and they'll drive us to get us to the exit. And we'll follow them, but it's at a certain part of the road they'll begin to veer off, and they'll begin to point out the window like, go that way. You know, because I've taken you as far as I could take you, you know, because they're not going to get on the exit because then they'll be on the highway. And so you follow them, and then they just stick their hand out like, go that way. And that's what Mindshift Talk Radio has done. You know, Mindshift Talk Radio has developed me. It has taken me to new heights. It's taken me as far as it can take me. And now Mindshift is pointing, you know, go that way, you know, to reach your destination. Go that way to achieve your dreams. Go that way to fulfill your vision. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm stepping out in faith. I'm doing what God has called me to do, and it is an act of faith. And so I'm taking this step of faith. Will there be challenges? Sure, there'll be challenges. Will there be obstacles? Of course there'll be obstacles. But I'm seeing obstacles in a different light now, and I just want to share this real quick because I know somebody needs to hear this, and it's been on my mind all day. You're going to have to see obstacles differently than the way you're seeing them. You know, there's a race that's called an obstacle course. And on this race or this obstacle course, there's different things that are in your way. It might be a hurdle. It might be a ditch you got to, you know, run through. It might be a wall you got to climb over. But here's the important thing that you need to know about an obstacle course. This race is not designed for you to fail. The race is actually designed for you to overcome it. The obstacles that are there, they're not there to stop you. For example, the hurdle is not in your way for you to stop you. The hurdle is there so you can jump over it. You know, the wall is there not to stop you, but so you can climb over it. And so likewise, many of you are facing many challenges. A lot of people that are listening to my voice right now are facing many obstacles, and you're ready to quit. But I just want to tell you tonight that the obstacles that you're facing were not created to stop you. They were created for you to overcome. That's revelation right there. And see, it's not by coincidence that you're listening to me right now. See, somebody's going to get delivered tonight. Somebody's going to get set free tonight. Somebody's going to get empowered tonight. And that's why I'm so excited. And I'm excited about what's going on. And I can just keep going on and on. And we got a special guest that's coming on. But before we get to that special guest that's coming on, Stacey, you got anything you want to say before I...
Yeah.
Climb the wall.
Amen.
But yeah, definitely. You know, I know we do have our guest here, and I can't wait to hear the message that he's going to share. So before we go into introducing our guest tonight, I just want to say again, thank you to all of our listeners for joining and listening tonight to Mindshift Talk Radio. If you're online, make sure you join us in the chat room at mindshifttalkradio.com. For those of you that have any questions, you may have some comments tonight that you want to share with Billy, or you may have some questions for us, feel free to give us a call at area code 347-989-0206. Also, if you are not following this show yet, I do encourage you to go ahead and follow us right now. You can go to mindshifttalkradio.com. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com and search for Mindshift Talk Radio. Make sure you hit the follow link. It's so important to be connected with us. You know, if there's anything we want to share, just for you to see upcoming shows. As I said, Mindshift is about to go to the next level. If you've been blessed by anything you have heard on this show in the last year and a half, you know, whether it has been by Billy, by me, by Io, by any of our guests, we encourage you to go right now to follow this show and make sure you stay connected. We are so very excited. I am so very excited about 2012 and what it holds for Mindshift Talk Radio. It is going to the next level. Just as Billy is being promoted, you know, we are all growing, and we are growing by leaps and bounds, and we just encourage you to be there with us. We want to go on this journey together with you, so definitely partner with me, partner with us, partner with Mindshift Talk Radio, hit follow. Also, you can join us on Facebook, facebook.com/Mindshift Talk Radio, and definitely feel free to go ahead and post on our page and send us any comments. And if you want to send something private, if you have any questions, any concerns, any topics that you'd like us to discuss, feel free to go ahead and reach out to us by email at mindshifttalkradio@gmail.com. But again, join us in the chat room tonight or call us at 347-989-0206. All right, Billy, go ahead and introduce our guest for tonight.
Man, and you know what, Stacey? This next level that we talk about starts tonight.
Yeah.
It's starting right now. We already moving to the next level. This is just a taste. This is just an example. And you know what? Before we get to our guest, I want to give away another book. I just want to go ahead. Let's just have a party right now. Can I give away another book?
Do it. free. I like
free book. Okay, I did the chat room. This time I want to do it over the people that's listening on the phone. Now, if you in order to win this book, you're going to have to come on air. Now, you don't have to give a speech or anything, but you will have to come on air. I at least want to hear your name. So, if you don't want to come on air, don't participate with what I'm about to tell you to do, so we won't be having dead air. All right. Now, if you want a free book, Life and Righteousness, The Word is Your Life, right now, I want you to press, is it the number one, Stacey?
Yep.
Press the number one. And when you press the number one, Stacey.
Oh, wow, you already have one. Oh,
you got one?
You got three. Okay.
You got three? Read me some of them area codes.
214-614. I just lost one. I'm sorry if I clicked you. 214-614. It looks like a couple of Skype numbers on there, so.
What's the 214?
Two Skype numbers and 678 numbers, so.
I'm going to go with the 214.
214? That was actually the first person that clicked one. So.
Okay, let's go with 214. Who is that?
All right, area code 214, you're on the line. Welcome to Mindshift Talk Radio. Who's joining us?
What's going on, Mr. Connor? This Minister Kendall. I told you I was calling to support you.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
All right. What's your name again?
Minister Kendall, born chosen from Twitter.
Oh, yeah, yes. Well, praise God. I'm glad you're getting this free book, brother.
I know. All right.
What you think of the show so far?
Excellent. I like it. I'm going to keep listening.
Okay, praise God. Stacey's going to take you on the other line and get your contact information and get that free book to you.
Okay.
You can let me know how the book is when you get through reading it.
I will.
All right. Appreciate you. I appreciate you.
Anytime.
All right.
All right, Billy, go ahead.
All right. So now we're about to get to the special guest for the night that I'm excited about. And our next guest is no stranger to Mindshift Talk Radio. You know, Stacey asked me, she said, okay, on your last show, who you going to have as a special guest? And I said, look, we gotta bring back my main man, Eddie Connor. And for those of you who do not know Eddie Connor is a powerful motivational speaker. He's an author of three books. He's a contributing writer to Hope Today magazine. He's a poet. He has a heart for the youth. If you haven't connected with him on Facebook, you need to connect with him. Go to his website, eddieconnor.com, which is EddieConnor. Because you need to hear this brother's story, you need to hear this brother speak, because when you hear him, you're going to realize that he has more fight than folly. He has more faith than fear. Eddie Connor is a living testimony, and he's a living example of the rhetorical question, is there anything too hard for God? And this is a brother that I want you to connect with, because I connected with him. And if you don't want to connect with him, then you could just read about him later when he on the cover of Time magazine or something. Or you could just read about him when he on the cover of Forbes. Or you could just watch him later when he be on the Today Show. Because this brother is making noise, and he's making loud noise. And you just got to connect with him. And so I'm just going to put it like this. Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you Eddie, Mr. I Can Connor. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, bless you, brother. You all right?
Yes, man, I'm good.
Oh, man, it's such a blessing. It's such an honor to be surrounded by just some titans of truth, none other than Dr. Kedar, of course, Stacey, and, of course, my main man, my brother, Billy Miller, man, and it's just an honor to be considered to be brought back. You know, it's just a great blessing. And we know tonight is not an ending. This is just the start of a new beginning.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
And I'm honored to share the stage with you tonight, brother. And I know you got a message for, but before you give us that message, just in case if I left something out, let the people know who Eddie Connor is.
You know, Eddie Connor is just, I'm just a person who's just blessed to be a blessing. You know, I consider myself a servant and just somebody who wants to empower and impact people to overcome. And you alluded to that tonight about the obstacle, because every obstacle is an opportunity to overcome. And I want to give people that power and help them to unlock the power that's on the inside of them, the gift, the seed, the blessing, the profound wisdom, the sagacity that God has placed on the inside of them to be a blessing to somebody else. And that all generates and comes from my story of being a 13-year cancer survivor, being down and out, being left for dead, back against the wall, being the underdog, told I wasn't going to make it, told I wasn't going to rebound. But you hear me as clear as day to know that God is still in the healing business, and I'm blessed to be a blessing, without a doubt.
Amen, brother. Well, Eddie, you know I got my pen right here. I got my paper right here, and my heart is like a sponge just waiting for you to pour into it. So bring it,
yes,
brother.
Sir. Yes, sir. And I'm all about that, man, all about that tonight because, you know, we don't take this lightly, and we definitely are sincere about the gravity of this moment, and I came to speak life into somebody's life tonight. And just really encourage people to shake themselves and push themselves forward, to even ask ourselves the rhetorical question, is there any fight that's left in us? Mm-hmm. Is there any fight left in you? And if you have the fight, you won't have to run in fear. You'll begin to walk by faith, which is really just the title and just the whole spectrum of this moment tonight. And of course we're approaching the holidays, and I'm going to challenge you to do something. I'm going to challenge you to send all of your haters a greeting card for Christmas. And I want you to just tell them, I want to thank you for the motivation, because whatever you meant for evil, God flipped the script and turned it around for my good. You wanted to curse me, but you wound up blessing me. And that's what we have to do. We have to realize that our haters, our critics, the prognosticators, the individuals who would want to start gossip and rumors and all types of things, they're just the same type of individuals who are going to wind up blessing us. Those are going to be the same old folks who wind up putting their hand out and say, you know what, I just want to shake your hand because I see what God has done for you. And we have to have that belief, though. We have to step out on faith and push away fear. And I tell people all the time, brother, and my sisters on the line, that faith and fear have never been Facebook friends. Faith and fear have never held hands. Faith isn't following fear on Twitter, and neither should you follow fear either. And, you know, we got to get to that point where we stop belly aching, we stop crying and complaining. And we begin to take off the pity party hat and move our lives forward, move our lives to the next level, and begin to stop living presently in the past. That's where we make the mistake. We live presently in the past. We begin to wallow and waylay in the negativity of what's going on around us, and even sometimes the negativity that's within our own mindset. And just as this ship, this whole program is tonight, the shift, the mind shift. That word shift means change. It means to alter. It really means to make a U-turn, to go in the opposite direction of what's negative, to go into the opposite direction of what's pulling me away from my destiny, what's pulling me away from colliding and crashing with my destiny. A lot of us are on detours to destruction. And we've been walking in fear. A lot of things that we have put off. Why have you put off starting a business? Why have you put off beginning to write the book? Why have you put off beginning to brand yourself? Why have you put off beginning to share your embarrassment, which is really a testimony? And you can't unlock the door to faith until you shut the door on fear. But it has to do with the mindset. It has to do with the mind shift. Because whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things really that are pure, whatsoever things are of good report, that's the stuff that we got to begin to think on. We've got to begin to think on the things that are moving us forward, not moving us backward. Is what I'm thinking moving me forward, or is it moving me backward? We've got to change our mindset. And people always talk about embracing change. I have a problem with that. I really do. Because if from the years that I've been living on this planet, I realize that change hurts. It hurts to change. It hurts to embrace something that causes you to change. It hurts to eat differently. It hurts to change your old habits. It hurts to do what you don't feel like doing. And I'm convinced that people don't like change because it hurts to break out of the comfort zone. It hurts to break out of being lazy. It hurts to break out of being depressed. It hurts to break out. Sometimes it hurts for folks to be happy. That's what it really is. Sometimes it boils down to that. It hurts for people to break out of stuff that's killing them on the inside. They keep drinking. They keep smoking. They keep being someone who engages in self-destructive behaviors. But they won't change because they're stuck in a box. They won't change because they decided not to break out of the box. And there is no anesthetic for change. There's no anesthetic for change. I can't take you into the doctor's room. I can't take you into your orthodontist and just give you an anesthetic and cause you to go to sleep and then wake up and then everything in your life is peaches and cream. Now you on cloud nine. No, no, no. Change denotes that you're going to feel every specific level of a breaking point. You're going to feel every stretching point. You're going to feel every bit of discomfort. You're going to feel every bit of pain, and that's why they call it growing pains, because you feel every place to where you're stretching to change. And anybody that's trying to bring up your past, you got to tell them, you got to realize that if they can't look past your past, they've got to leave them, you've got to leave them in the past and step into your future. Too many people are presently living in the past, and we can't marry our future until we divorce our past. We can't marry our future until we divorce our fickle mindset. We can't marry the positive beauty and blessings of the future if we're still bound by the manacles and the depression of the past. You can't walk by fear if you can't walk by faith if you're paralyzed by fear. And somebody needs to be mobilized tonight. Somebody needs to be mobilized because we're going to step into 2012. And if you're still sitting in 2011, if you're still sitting in a new year of 2012, but your mind is still in 2005, you're not going to make any progress. You've got to break free from the negativity of the past because you're just a byproduct of what you believe. That's all we are. We're byproducts of what we have believed. We're byproducts of what we bought into through faith. We're byproducts of what we bought into through fear. And the Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for. I don't know about you, but I need substance in my life. For me to open up the door to my future, I've got to shut the door on my past. I need an anchor. You need somebody. You need something that is a sure foundation to where you're not walking by sight, but you're walking by faith. If I'm walking by sight, then I don't need to see it. If I'm walking by faith, I don't need to see it. Because I can begin to believe that the door will open when I stretch it. And faith is a muscle. Faith is a muscle because it must be stretched. We must exercise our faith. And I was told recently that fear not, the words fear not, is in the Bible 365 times, if you believe it or not. Fear not, those words are in the Bible 365 times. To let us know that every single day of the year, we never have a day that we should live in fear. We should begin to walk by faith. And doubt says, I have to see it, but faith says it's already mine. We have to begin to believe. We have to begin to work our gift. We have to begin to realize that we are red boxes and gold bows. We are gifts to the world. Everything that I've been through, every trial, every situation, every experience, and really life is a cruel teacher because oftentimes life gives you the test before the lesson. But every test that you've been through gives you the opportunity to abound to a place of testimony. Every stumbling block is a place for you to move to a stepping stone. The reason you are here, after all the hell that you've been through, after all the trials that you've experienced this year, after all of the haters and all the people who have come out of the woodworks to tear you down, to wipe you out, to stomp you down, after you rebounded, after you've been like the basketball that was thrown down but you bounced back again, you are here because you have a testimony. You are here because you're a voice of reason. You are a vehicle of victory. You are here because you turned every place where you could have been a victim into a place where you can now abound to victory. To not that you're just a conqueror, but you're more than that. Everything that you've been through, you're more than that. Everything that you've experienced, you're more than that. All the tears, all the depression places, all of the places where you could have wallowed and waylaid in pain, but you turned that pain into power. You got to realize that you can't stay depressed over this holiday season. You can't decide that I'm going to just be lonely. You can be alone, but not lonely. You've got to shake yourself from every negative place of a mindset. You've got to shake yourself from every place of fear. You've got to shake yourself from every place of depression and dismay and disbelief and unbelief and decide and say, you know what, I'm walking by faith. And I'm not going to run in fear. I'm going to work my gift because I know that my gift is going to work for me because he will make a way of escape for me. He says for you to use your gift, and your gift will make room for you. And we've got to realize, Billy, we've got to realize, Dr. Tedar, we've got to realize, Stacy, that faith is a title deed. You might not see it, but you can believe it. You might own some property that's in Barbados. And if you have the title, you don't have to see the property because you have the paper that signifies that you already have the property that you can visit anytime you want to. And that's how faith is. Faith is a title deed. I don't have to see it, but if I believe it, then it's already mine. You have to see it before you see it. If you don't, you won't seize it. And that's what faith is. Faith is seizing it with your mind. It's seizing it with your heart. It's saying, I know nobody else believes in me. I know nobody else believes I'm going to come out of this situation. But I'm just crazy enough to believe that if I've come through these past hurdles, this new trial ain't going to be nothing but a place of blessing, but a place of stretching, but a place to break out and break through and not break down. And so the fact of the matter is that God never operates in fear. There's a scripture that says without faith it is impossible to please God. So what I have to do is I have to connect my spirit to the spirit of God. I must connect to the spirit of God through faith, and then his spirit connects to my spirit. Then he lets my spirit connect to my mind, and then I begin to have power over my situation. And that's what real faith is about. Faith, real faith is the kind that's been hell tested and God approved. If you ain't never gone through nothing, if you've never experienced anything, you don't have faith that will stretch out and stretch forward, even in the place, the fiery places that you've experienced. You've got to not only go through something, but you've got to grow through something. You've got to grow through some mess. You've got to grow through some hurdles. You've got to grow through some pains. And so faith says, I already have it before I see it. Sight says, I have to see it. Faith says, it's already mine. And so God does not deal with us through our senses. He doesn't deal with us through sensual perception. Because what we can touch, taste, smell, see, and hear is not how he deals with us. He deals with us through our spirit. But the enemy tries to attack us through our sensual reality. He tries to break our spirit down through our senses. But God wants to build us up through our spirit man. But if I am not built up through my spirit,
I will begin to feed my fears instead of my faith. What I should begin to do instead is feed my faith and starve my fears. I begin to feed my faith and starve my doubts by speaking life into my life. Because there's a scripture that says death and life are in the power of the tongue. And I am what I speak. They say you are what you eat, and that's true. But you also are what you think. You also are what you say. I am what I begin to say. If I begin to speak negativity, that's what I'll be. Am I speaking faith? Am I speaking fear? Or am I speaking failure? If I'm speaking nothing but fear and failure, that's what my world will be crafted. My whole atmosphere will be negative. Your future or your funeral, we have to understand, is on the tip of our tongue. Either we are going to live or die by the words that we speak. If you keep saying that folks are making you sick, in many cases, some of those people really are. Sometimes we just got to break free of folks who are breaking us down, the negativity that they've been exposing us to. Folks pick up the phone and all they give you is nothing but gossip, treating you like a human trash can, dumping junk, dumping negativity all on the inside of you. And if all I'm feasting on is junk, that's what I'll become. Nothing but a junk-ridden life, nothing but a junkie mindset, nothing but junkie living and lifestyle. And then now I begin to hang around junkie people. But if I can't change the people I'm around, then I should begin to change the people that I'm around. But I can't do that until I begin to step out of where I am. I begin to step out of the negative reality or the negative childhood development that some people have experienced. Some people have heard nothing but they can't do this. They'll never be a millionaire. Nobody in your family ever did this. Your uncle was an alcoholic. You were abused. Somebody put their hand out to harm you instead of help you or heal you. And now you're trying to rid yourself of the vestiges of your past. But there's still hope for you. Because if you're alive, if you're alive, if you're breathing, there's still hope for you to move forward. And some of us are just anticipating 2012 so much that we're still putting a blind eye to the blessings that are still forthcoming in 2011. There are still some blessings. There are still some breakthroughs that you have to experience in 2011 so that your 2012 will be a blazing trail that you can begin to run. Some of us have just been so paralyzed by fear this year. Some of us have just been so crippled by the past. But this is your day. This is your moment. This is your minute to win it. This is your moment to own it and begin to break free of the negativity of your past and realize that faith is really just what Dr. King said. He said faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. I'm blind to the vision, but God will begin to open up my eyes as I take a step with him every single day. And so we got to realize that fear paralyzes us, but faith mobilizes us. If you don't understand anything else tonight, remember that fear paralyzes you, but faith mobilizes you. And so we've got to begin to walk by faith. And not just faith only, but we got to work the faith, because giant faith plus little work equals nothing. Faith without works is nothing but dead stuff. But doubt and faith cannot occupy the same space. And so we got to fix our focus. We got to fix our mindset. We got to fix our focus and step out on faith. We got to disconnect today from fear. We got to disconnect from unbelief. We got to disconnect from doubt. We got to disconnect from that I can't do it mindset or I'm going to fail if I try it. We've got to begin to disconnect from fear in order to connect to faith. No matter where I've been, no matter what I've experienced, we've got to say I'm still standing in spite of what I've been through, because faith is my anchor. Faith is the place where I begin to move my life to the next level. Faith is the place where I can begin to navigate my world. Faith is the place where I say I might have fallen, but now is my place to bounce back again. And that's the place where we have to be. We've got to fight. We've got to have faith that says, I might take a licking, but I'm going to keep on ticking. We've got to understand that fear is the prison. It's that prison that wants to keep us blocked in. It's that prison. It's that box that wants to keep us bound and keep us limited instead of moving into a place of limitlessness. Fear limits you. Faith releases unlimited potential to begin to be fearless, to begin to step out and to begin to say, I'm not going to be intimidated. I don't need your validation. I don't need to succumb to intimidation. I don't need to succumb to fear or insecurity. I don't have to fear anybody. If I'm going to fear anybody, it's going to be God only. I'm not fearing no man. I'm not fearing no woman. I'm not fearing hearing the word no, because the word no means nothing but new opportunity, new doors opening. Rejection is direction. Rejection is redirection. Rejection opens up doors that should have been shut and gives me a place of opportunity to walk and use every obstacle as a place to overcome. And so that's where we have to be. That's where we have to be. To move from a place of intimidation to a place of inspiration. The fear of failure keeps many people from succeeding, and that's what we have to do. We have to exercise faith. No matter who you marry, no matter who you're related to, more than anybody else, you have to live with you. There ought to be peace. There ought to be joy. There ought to be life. There ought to be love. There ought to be faith. There ought to be fervor. There ought to be a fire. There ought to be a spirit of shaping yourself on the inside of you. Folks might be depressed on the outside, but on the inside of my spirit, I ought to have joy, because more than anybody else, I have to live with me. I have to live with my power. I have to live with my pain. I have to live in spite of depression. I have to find joy in the midst of it. And I'm speaking to you tonight as a place, as a place out of not moving in fear, but of a place of moving in faith, that place of faith versus fear. I had to fight my own fears, being diagnosed with cancer at the age of 15, when everything seemed to be breaking down on the inside, when everything seemed to be breaking down on the outside, I had to find some faith. I had to find some hope. I had to find some belief. I had to find some determination and motivation on the inside. When the doctor tells me as a young black boy that you have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, that you have cancer, how do you respond to life's interruptions? As I went through 18 months, as he told me, don't even ask why. And I asked why for 18 months, chemotherapy, radiation, going through a multiplicity and a myriad of specific physical and psychological pain. My own biological father was not in my life, and having to find that place to say, will I just die? Will I capitulate? Will I surrender? Will I give up? Or will I find a place of hope? Will I find a place of motivation? And I'm here giving you a personal testimony tonight. As you say, well, you're so passionate. You're so talking at 90 miles an hour. I had to go through the highway of almost going through the place of hell, going through that place of despair, going through that place of depression, when folks leave you for dead, when folks turn their backs on you, when folks count you out, when they leave you for dead and think you're an underdog and won't even come back, to where God begins to speak to you and resurrect your life. I'm a living witness tonight that you can overcome, to look cancer in the face and see it. The first three letters in cancer is can. You can overcome. You can survive. You can have that mindset that moves you to the next level. That's what it's about. It's about faith, having that mindset to be determined, having that mindset to have the passion, and to realize that I'm here for a reason, and if I have to go down swinging, I'm going to go down, but I will not give up. I will not throw in the towel, because I have some fight left in me. I have a dream that will not die. I have hope on the inside, and I will not give up. I have a belief beyond any manacle. I have a belief that I can break through. I have a belief that I can move forward and fight in spite of it. I have faith on the inside that dispels fear. I have faith in spite of it that moves me and gives me a fervor, that gives me a fire. That's what you have to do. You have to hold on, and you have to say, this new year, I'm not leaving 2011 the same way that I came into it. I'm not going into 2012 the same way that I'm leaving 2011, but this day, this 19th day of December, this 19th day of December 2011 is my day where I'm drawing a line in the sand, and I will not be depressed any longer. I will not wallow and waylay in sadness. I will not use my gift and let somebody perpetrate against me. I will use every bit of gift that I have been blessed with to move my life to the next level. I will use every bit of a stronghold and press through it. I will use every point of a breakdown and use it as a point of a breakthrough. I will not be a victim. I will be victorious. I will not just go through this trial, but I will come out triumphant. That's what we have to do. That's what we have to do. We have to stretch with our faith. We have to stretch with our resilience. We have to stretch with our mindset. We have to stretch with the power that is on the inside of us and use the gift that you have. You're here for a reason. You're here because your life has been you have survived through the myriad, through the tempestuous trial that you have experienced. You are here because you have purpose. You are here because you have power. You are here because you're significant. You're here because you're valuable. You're here because you have a gift, and this is your night. This is your day. This is your moment. This is your minute. This is your hour to use it and to break free, to shake yourself from everything that has tried to keep you down, and to say, I am using every bit of pain to empower myself, and I will empower everybody else that I connect with to move my life out of fear and begin to step into faith. Because no longer am I running in fear, but tonight is my night that I begin to walk by faith.
Boy, now y'all see why I brought Eddie Connor on. You see why I had to end it with a bang. That's what I'm talking about, Eddie. I mean, bro, oh my God. You left the microphone smoking. It's so much I could talk about. We could be on the phone for the next 2 hours. But one thing I want to point out that you said you can't walk by faith if you're paralyzed by fear. And you know, oftentimes people are often stop at the start. They never start. They never start because of a fear of failure, you know, a fear of looking foolish, a fear of not making it. And but I always say, listen, start big, start small, just start. Eddie, man, I appreciate you, man. Like I said, I wish I had you on here for another hour, brother. But we're coming up on the hour. I can't let you leave without you telling the people how to get in contact with you, because you got a lot of stuff going on. You got books, you got speaking engagements, you got Facebook and Twitter connections, you got website newsletters. So let the people know how to get in contact with you, brother.
Please get in contact with me. It's once again just a blessing for this whole program is a blessing. Mindshift Talk Radio. Special shout outs again to Billy and Stacy. And of course, Dr. Kedar, just for the opportunity. And, of course, you can get in touch with me at my website, eddieconnor.com, eddieconnor.com. I've got some books on there that I know will be a blessing to you. I just want to give you hope for these holidays where you can get any of my books. You can download them on the e-book. You can purchase them. I'd love to come speak to your churches, your community centers, your youth, whatever the case may be. Once again, the website, eddieconnor.com, eddieconnor.com, and you go to the website, you'll be able to connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, if you haven't already done so. Once again, I appreciate you.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you again, Eddie, man. I love you, brother, and I'm glad that you came and celebrated my last night. That's very special to me, and you did it over and above what I thought you'd do, and I appreciate it, brother.
Oh, man, I appreciate you. You know, the best is yet to come, brother, and I got to get one of those books as well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
And speaking of my book, I'm going to give one last free book away, and I want to give this book away to the someone who I'm not connected with. So the first person that goes to thewordisyourlife.com and sign up to my newsletter and confirm it through the email, we'll get my book for free. So that is thewordisyourlife.com. Man, I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. What's your thoughts?
Right. I'm speechless. Eddie, again, always an honor to have you here on the show, and I don't know what to say. It was amazing, to say the least. And, I mean, you're getting all the hoots and the hollers in the chat room right now. I think they're passing around collection baskets and everything in the chat room right now.
Oh, my goodness.
But that was amazing. Thank you so much for joining us tonight and definitely for joining us for this. I mean, this is just an amazing event just to celebrate Billy and just, you know, what God is doing in his life. And you know, I started off the show saying I couldn't wait for the message that would be shared tonight. I knew that it would transform lives, and definitely you guys have done that tonight. So thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you check him out online. Definitely go and check out his book, eddieconner.com. You know, you just heard a tidbit tonight, but this man is absolutely amazing. God is using him in so many dynamic and phenomenal ways. So make sure that you're connected with him, even on Facebook. Eddie is E-D-D-I-E, Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R. So make sure you check him out. But thank you again, Eddie. And thank you to all of you that have tuned in. You know, I just have to say some special shout out to my folks in the chat room. There's so many of you guys out there tonight. And I can tell you the ladies have really been dominating in the chat room tonight. Addie Lee, Michelle Reed, Desmaine, everyone. Coach T is in there holding it down for the guys, definitely. And I even saw some new faces in the chat room tonight. So, you know, Ruthie, thank you to everyone. And congratulations again to Addie Lee for winning a free book tonight, Billy's book, Life in Righteousness. But again, Billy, congratulations to you. We salute you. We honor you. We are so thankful for you. And we are very, very, very excited about your promotion.
Oh, yeah.
I know Io's over there probably kicking her feet right now, like, oh, my gosh, the time has gone by so fast. Io, do you have any closing thoughts or comments that you want to share?
Yes, I'm just like, it was wonderful. I'm so excited. I'm over here. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to sleep. I'm so excited tonight. So thank you all so much. Thank you, Billy. Congratulations.
Thank
everybody,
you.
Go and cop that book. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Eddie Connor, for joining us. He always brings a wonderful message, so it's always great to tune in when he's on. So, guys, connect with us, and we'll see y'all next week, same time, same place.
Definitely. As we said at the beginning of the show, if you are not following this show yet, make sure you go right now to mindshifttalkradio.com. Click the follow link. Also, you want to connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio and like our page. Again, you can send us an email at mindshifttalkradio@gmail.com. And also, you got to check out Billy, Billy Miller, billymiller.com. Also, thewordisyourlife.com. Take advantage of the offer that he just put out there and get a copy of that book, whether you're getting it for free or if you're paying $100 for it, which you're not going to, but the book definitely is priceless and it will change your life. So, you know, definitely I encourage you to go do that and connect with us. We're always interested in hearing from you guys. As we said, this is the close of one chapter, but the beginning of several more to come for all of us. And when I say all of us, not just those of us that are hosting the show and not just for our guests, but for all of us that are in the chat room, that are listening to this live show, that are listening to the replay of the show, this is only the beginning. And as Eddie said, you know, we don't have to wait until 2012 to get started. We can make the decision, the conscious decision, to get started right now. The question is, when are you going to choose to take action? Are you going to wait until tomorrow? Are you going to wait until January? Are you going to wait until June? It's completely up to you. But I love so many things that Eddie shared tonight, you know, just talking about overcoming fear. And, I mean, he was dropping nuggets, like, left and right that it just blew me away. So make sure that you share the replay of this show with your friends and family members, even your coworkers, friends and enemies, anyone that you know is in need of a picture of mind. You want to encourage them to go to Mindshift Talk Radio and download this show. This should be on your Android, your iPhone, iPad, whatever it is. Billy's the only person that doesn't have a high-tech phone, so everyone else should be able to download this show and listen to it and share it. And make sure that you tune in next week. You know, next week is going to be different. Closing out the year, I do want to share some thoughts with you. We're going to be here just to share some final thoughts about this year. Also to let you know what's in store for you in 2012, for those of you that are going to be tuning in with us. We're sure that after this show you're going to be back, and so we encourage you to do that. And again, we just thank you for being here, and we definitely congratulate you and salute you for being so very dedicated to your personal spiritual growth and development. So, Billy?
Yeah. Last word?
I love you too.
Hey, I got some last words.
Go ahead.
Always remember that no one or nothing can stop you, and the reason why is because they didn't start you.
Mm.
Yeah.
My last
Amen.
Word.
All righty. Well, thank you to everyone that tuned in tonight. Thank you to all of you, and make sure that you're here next week, same time, same place, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Mindshift Talk Radio. As always, you guys have a phenomenal, blessed, and amazing week, and we'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mindshift Radio.